What up, stoners? It's me, B.C. All right. And stoners, if you want to start your podcasting today and you're wondering, well, how do I do it? Where do I go? Or I don't know how to put background music. I don't know how to edit. I don't know how to do all that, man. Listen, Anchor has you covered. And not only does it does all that for you, hey, it's free, stoners. You can go and get Anchor for free. Just go to anchor.fm.start or go to your Google Play Store and download the app and start today. Hey, I'm a laid back type of stoner. I don't like doing too much, but Anchor makes it so easy for me. And now I have thousands of fans. Come join me in the Anchor family. Welcome. Welcome back, my stoners. This is Stoner Talk, and I am your host, B.C. All right. And today's stoner, hold on 1 second. Green crack. Anyways, today, my stoners, I want to talk about breaking up or staying together. In my mind, if you stay together, that means you're supposed to have all those worries. You're supposed to have all that worry on you, you know, because you're dealing with other emotions. You're dealing with somebody else's personality. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with another person. You have to deal with another human being. So worries are always going to be there. And it's understandable if y'all butt heads sometime. That's what relationships are. You know what I'm saying? You're always supposed to find the yin to your yang. You know what I'm saying? You can't find somebody just like you because, let's be honest, you find somebody just like you, you'll start seeing all your flaws and distesting that person just because they're showing you who you are. So you want to get the person that, you know, that yields when you go. You know what I'm saying? Like me personally, I have a, well, I don't think I do, but from what people tell me, I have a bad temper, and I have a woman that know how to handle that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by that. But if you break up, that means all those worries are gone. You're not supposed to hate that person. You're not supposed to want to see that person dead or hurt or injured or lose their job or whatever have you. You're not supposed to want to, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to move on with life. You know, let's think about it scientifically. Life expectancy for all human beings is 65 years old. If you're 21 and you just broke up with somebody, you got a lot more living to do, baby. You hear me, baby? You got a lot more living to do. You got a lot more people to meet. You know, I bring this up because this is a personal subject for me. I went through a breakup a few years back, and the woman that I broke up with, she's still feeling some type of way. So she do certain slick things to try and make my life a living hell. But, you know, as all the stoners know, we roll up, spark up, and blow those troubles away. But, yeah, man, if you break up with somebody, that means you have given up. There is no more that you can do. So that person no longer concerns you unless you have a child in the mix. And then let's just be adults about it. You know, the main objective is to show this child that they do have a family, even though their family is not together, and to keep him or her satisfied, a great childhood, if possible, if you have the means. You know, let's be adults. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of life. Don't get me wrong. Life is short, but there's a lot of it out there. You know, don't hang up on one relationship because it ended or because it's not going the way you want. If you put forth everything you could in that relationship, if you've done everything you could to make it work and you just have to wash your hands, then wash your hands of all those feelings as well. I know it may take some time, but try not to dwell in that. Stay busy. Write a book. Write a poem. Travel. Go see friends you haven't seen in a while. Positive friends, not negative friends. You know? That's all I'm saying. Stoners, let's not harbor the feelings, you know, for other people even though they're not in our lives anymore. That's a waste of energy. Okay? My stoners. Yeah, baby. That's all I want for everybody. Is to be happy. Stay high. And unite. You know? So please, everybody, if you're going through something, I hope this podcast hit everybody and who really need to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of life to live. You know what I'm saying? God will never give you no more than you can handle. I know it hurts now. And I know you're probably sitting there thinking, oh, he's with this girl. Oh, she's with this dude. It doesn't matter. You have your health. You have you. And hopefully you have weed. Peace out, stoners. Stoners unite.